Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
Johanna!
Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Is it too early for that?
Never too early for massive exuberations.
I think you're one of the most... I'm not going to finish that sentence, Mike.
Handsome, charming, sophisticated...
You're very exuberant in the mornings.
Oh, thank you. But why wouldn't you be? Look at the morning. Woo!
Look at this. The coffee machine is coming back to business today.
I'll tell you what, we wear our addiction to coffee very clearly on our sleeves here at 95 BFM, don't we? It's, you know, you hear it across multiple platforms that there's no coffee machine.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what else?
People put the cry out for help.
The cry. You know what else is fueled by coffee? Theatre.
Yes.
And there kind of is not much on at the moment, apart from...
We had that from last week, didn't we? But must be on the grow.
Things are on the grow, which I'm very excited about. I will just briefly start by saying, if you absolutely starved for live performance, Aladdin is on at the Civic Theatre.
Oh, yeah.
Now, why would you say that? Is it not? Too cheesy or too...
No, it's amazing. It's a beautiful, amazing musical, and it's come over from Australia, but it's just expensive. I think it's like $90 or something for a ticket. Do not quote me on that. It could be absolutely wrong. Rough price point. And the other thing that is on is, of course, the Pop-Up Globe with their production of Taming of the Shrew. The Shrew, which I do hear is really good.
Shrew, bro.
So that's good. And they do have women in the cast this time, which is also good. But I want to talk about Experimental Dance Week Aotearoa, which is from...
Tell you what, good job. Good job that there is such a thing for a start.
What? I think it's amazing.
No, I'm serious. That's awesome. Experimental Dance Week.
Aotearoa. And so that is from the 4th to the 9th of February. So I'm just easing you in because you want to have a few weeks to have a look at the program, plan what you want to do.
And do your stretching.
Do your stretching. And it's mostly incredible dance artists from New Zealand. It's an opportunity for them to put some new work forward, to test some things and to figure out what they kind of want to grow.
Is it a new thing, or is it sort of, it's been going for a wee while?
It's relatively new. I couldn't find, which is awesome.
Mm.
And it's mostly on at the Basement Theatre and at the Old Folks Association, which is newly renovated, which is very exciting. So if you guys need a community space for rehearsals, meetings, 21st, the Old Folks Association is available. So, my picks for Experimental Dance Week.
And let's be honest, you'll be an old folk soon. We'll all be an old folk soon.
We all will be.
It's all very good.
It's not old folks home. It's the Old Folks Association.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Have you been in there?
Look, I'm looking forward to being an old... the old folk, when we were all old folks, that's going to be an interesting bunch of old folks. That's what I'm saying.
It'll be
not to say that the old folks of...
You're saying
any less interesting.
That in 20 to 30 years, there's going to be a lot of cooked old people running around.
Yes. Are you serious?
Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
All right.
This is spot on.
I'm going to tell you my first pick, which is Darkness, and that's on at 8 p.m. on the Monday the 4th of February at the Basement. And
it's really soon.
It's
going to creep up.
It's not next week, but the week after, right? So you want to be prepared. You want to put that in your schedule. And it's choreographed by True Piraha and Tallulah Holly Massey. Tallulah Holly Massey was the artist in residence last year at the Basement Theatre, and I think it's really awesome that they had a dancer... and a choreographer and a dance artist as their performer in residence. And she's fucking amazing. Sorry for my swearing.
Where's your Hannah gone?
You're like, and she is back. And there's a performance evening on 8 p.m. on Thursday, the 7th of February. And it's called Woman Voicing. And that is choreographed by Claire O'Neill, Kathy Livermore, and Julia Harvey. Sounds great.
Mm.
I'm intrigued. Woman voicing. Talk to me.
Voicing, but this is part of the dance. Is this part of the dance?
Yeah, but maybe they speak in the show.
Yeah.
You'd be puffed, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. Fucking
hell.
That's
blows
why
me away.
You couldn't do it. Well, I'm not saying you couldn't do it.
I was going to say, when I was in the Rocky Horror Show, yes.
True, actually. I was thinking...
case in point.
But for some reason,
talking seems different though.
Yeah, it is different.
Maybe they say literally nothing and it's fully voiced and communicated just through their magic of their bodies.
I'm just thinking of that. We had, because at Rocky Horror Show, we had like we were all dancing and stuff, but then there are a couple of professional dancers there, and they do some crazy things with their
flips.
Bodies. Yeah, and just like, and yet sings, yet still sings.
Flips.
Yeah. Oh, yes, flip. Oh, and all sorts. What about that gymnast? Did you see that thing, that gymnast the other night?
There's a flip.
An American girl doing that?
No.
There's lots of, what?
There's one particularly impressive American gymnast. Look up UCLA gymnast thing from the other night. It was amazing. Which I sort of was on a stage, but it was more in a gym. But so, but back to on the stage.
Yeah. Well, if there's not flips, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
If there's no flips in the New Zealand experimental week of dance.
Yeah, it's true.
I wonder how many dislocations or torn hamstrings happen in the experimental week of dance.
Have you ever tried to do a standing flip?
No.
No way in
Have
hell.
You?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'd love. But you mean like?
Could do a cartwheel.
What about like off a wharf or something into the ocean?
You just love the idea of what a complete blunder that would be if I tried that. Look at you. Can see the eyes have just lit up.
I would pay to watch that. And I
how did Mike dislocate his shoulder?
A little flip off a wharf or something.
No, I'm not good. My center of gravity is different.
Okay.
I'll jump off a wharf. Don't worry about that.
But not
from the
flip.
Bays. I'm actually from the East Coast Bays, so that's what I do.
Yeah, okay.
Or a wharf too.
All right, and need to tell you my last.
Yeah. Anyway,
and my last pick is Embodied Contemplation by Josh Rutter and Josie Archer. And Josie Archer is fucking awesome. They did a show last year for The Fringe. Thank you, Mikey. In an airplane hangar. Josie Wilson.
Wow!
Yeah, they did a dance show and they were like in this they were in an airplane hangar to drive it to the airplane hangar.
Tell me you're not Puff doing a show in an aircraft hangar.
That's truly amazing.
They're the other over there. Far, near,
well,
far.
Professional dancers, they fit.
Yeah, I love it. Still, it doesn't mean you're.
They're seems, trained,
yeah.
Honed.
I can't really be relating to that, I guess, because I'm a professional dancer.
I have nothing but utmost respect for someone who can dance that way. It's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Tiring, though, dancing.
Oh, very tiring. And
even just like on a...
Even just dancing in the clubs.
Yeah, it's tiring.
Pace yourself, though, you know.
Yeah.
Are you saying that
exercise?
Is someone verging on being a cooked old person?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Yes, again. Yes.
You lost me in the old person chat.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Here you are. You're back again now, then.
Wow.
All the best.
Okay.
Who wants a game of snakes and ladders?
And there is experimental dance.
I think that sounds cool. What are the prices like?
They're all $10 to $27. Nothing is over $27. Which
cheap.
Is great.
Job. Cheaper than Aladdin, but Aladdin will still be cool.
Way cheaper than Aladdin, but Aladdin is like, if you can get your mum to buy, is he like, mum, you're coming up to Auckland, let's go. I don't know.
Are you going to go?
If I can wrangle a comp, and this is a direct and shameless plug, I would love to attend Aladdin.
Would you?
My phone number is... No.
Would you dress up?
I wouldn't dress up, but I would definitely like to see it. Apparently, they like the magic carpet flies.
Oh, my God, I love a real-life magic carpet.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They make it literally fly.
Well, they don't make it, through the magic. So.
Yeah, but the magic of theatre.
Yeah.
Makes
the magic of theatre, which is actually even more... The magic of theatre is actually more magic than magic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it makes the magic carpet fly, which has never before happened.
Well, you have to suspend disbelief when you sit in the theatre, and it's amazing when you
How many magic carpets
invest.
Have you seen?
None, but I'm pretty sure that they're real.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. That all sounds great.
I just want to bring it back to the experimental dance week.
Yes.
Because one thing that fascinates me about modern dance, and I wouldn't say I'm a massive fan of it, but I do keep an eye on it. You know, is that surely you. What is there anything left you could do with your body that people haven't already done? You know, like if you look at, say, you know how New Zealanders always win all these, you know, Paris Goebbels teams win all the bloody hip hop dance things all around the world and stuff.
Yeah.
Every year, that's something, another thing. It's like, how much, are there any more bits of body that you can jiggle around and stick out? And
yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It blows my mind.
Have you seen the documentary about the Iceman?
No.
Okay, well.
Which Iceman? There's a couple of Iceman documentaries.
The one who uses breathing to be able to bend
the
calf.
Yeah, 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 man. Oh. That's that
what?
One. That is such. How does that
work? You can only go to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Presumptuous.
Bend right in half. Go through breathing.
That's
because this is, I mean, this is not really to do with theatre.
Look it up.
It's on Vice TV, isn't it?
And he
takes a Vice reporter after 2 weeks. Mm. They teaches them how to do these breathing things, and they go for a walk up in the ski fields in just shorts. It's awesome. It is such an awesome documentary. Like for hours, they walk around and there's people
this is
in full.
Away from dancing.
This is BFM.
About.
We're on the slippery slide.
That sounds like a straight up conspiracy theory.
No, we've both seen it. And we're
I've
both clever.
It. on the TV.
Bomb.
He can bend straight in half, though.
You've
so that's experimental
me.
Dance.
Yeah, I'll be watching
that. Yeah,
that
is experimental dance. Experimental. Come on, Periscope.
So you were saying, can you see anything more you can do?
Yes.
We should just ring Paris.
Huh?
She's open to
that. Oh,
yeah. She's really, she'd love to come on the morning slot of
She's been on the morning slot of BFM.
Shot girl. Come back.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.